teens, it seems like they have just nothing but arms and legs, and they knock over furniture and run into things all the time. And you might say, at this age, he is just awfully
clumsy.
If a person who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, he's just not using his head at all, and you're just really fed up with this person, you're not even going to be kind about it anymore. You just say, you are acting like a plain old
no. Go over that one again.
Well, yeah, you're on the right track. You're just acting like
a nut.
Okay. You might use the term nut because you wouldn't want to use one that you might consider a little bit unnice. Have you ever heard a term that could be used and would be used by some other people in that situation?
Ugly words, but I don't use them.
You wouldn't use one like if you were being real foolish, you would not call anyone a fool.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I've heard that used, but I don't go for that word.
I just wondered.
Yeah,
that's
I've heard
wondered.
That.
You've got inhibitions about the word fool. You don't like to use that. Okay. What do you call a person who doesn't? He just never spends any of his money.
Well, he's stingy.
He's stingy. Okay. If you use the word common to describe a person, like you say, she's just a common girl, do you mean that as a compliment, or do you mean it as an insult? What do you mean when you say that someone's a common person?
Well, I would think that that would be a compliment.
Okay, because what do you have in your mind when you think someone's
a common, just a common person? They're just their self. There's no put on about them. And they just natural. They act natural.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
young looking.
Okay. What if you're talking about the way
he's still active too.
If it's a young person you're talking about, one who's always moving around, always on the go, you say he is very
he's very spry.
Okay. The young person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're had children still at home, like teenagers, you know how they go out late at night, and you thought it was time for them to be in, you're just kind of telling yourself, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Okay. Some people don't like to sleep in the dark or sleep in a room by themselves because they are
afraid of the dark.
Okay. Suppose that somebody is let's do this. Are you familiar with the song about the old gray mare?
I've heard it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see if you can finish this line for me. She ain't what she...
She ain't what she used to be. The old gray mare ain't what she used to be.
Okay. What is the opposite of used to be?
The object... used to be. Was.
Okay. Let's say I take this word go, and I'm gonna, in front of this word go, I'm gonna say didn't go. Now you take used to and do the same thing with it. Put didn't in front of it.
She didn't go, or he didn't go.
Put it in front of used to.
Used to.
Say didn't.